Welcome to the Saints Happy Hour Podcast
with host Ralph Malbro and featuring bloggers Andrew Juge of SaintsNation.com, Kevin Held of The Team Drops the Ball, and Dave Cariello of Canal Street Chronicles. This podcast is nothing but serious football talk and hardcore analysis.
Which four of you would survive the longest in the zombie apocalypse, and in which order would you die?
Well, Ralph, no offense, you're going first.
Oh, definitely. No.
The zombies would smell Dave's sugar blood and target him.
They'd get his...
I don't even have a joke, Dave smells like nougat.
Now here's your host, Ralph Malbro.
All right, welcome to the Saints Happy Hour Podcast. As always, we are sponsored by you, our fantastic listeners. We are up to 63 donations. If we get to 200, you get two bonus shows a month until the end of 2017. If you get to 100, you get one. You get Drunk Saints History, but you're going to want two. We got 63 donations. That's only...
$12, right?
$12.
You gotta tell them the amount.
Yeah, 12. You get the one-time donation of $12. That is like one. That's like two drinks at a strip club. Maybe one if you're at a really nice strip club. So come on, it's $12. You get Drunk Saints History. Me and Andrew, I'm already planning the fun we're gonna have. I was watching the NFC, the Hakeem Drops the Ball game on YouTube today at work. There's so much stuff that you could get from me from Drunk Saints History. $12. Do it now. Do it often if you want. Some people have. All right.
I forgot. I watched that game that you just talked about maybe like 6 months ago, and I forgot how good Aaron Brooks was early in that game.
He was like the under.
He was damn good.
Yeah, the underrated part of that game, and I'm like one of the only four people in America, but I liked Dennis Miller in the Monday Night Booth, and he did that.
I did too.
And he did that playoff
game.
Yeah,
I wasn't a fan.
And it's so enjoyable. Like, they need to do more of that. But before we get to the dark, dark times, Kevin, Trump is president and Atlanta's in the Super Bowl. It's the end times. Before we get to that, the Saints had actual news. They were this close, Kevin, to hiring Jim Tomsula, defensive line coach and part-time hobo. It didn't happen. Kevin, I was so excited about fart jokes, hobo train jokes, homeless jokes because he's a vagabond. Like, it's not as bad as Atlanta getting to the Super Bowl, but it's, I mean, Jim Tomsula, the jokes, Kevin, the jokes. I mean, it would have been glorious. Am I right?
Yeah, but I mean, I feel like Deadspin does the Jim Tomsula joke, so yeah. It wouldn't have felt right.
Like plagiarism?
Yeah. Yeah, it would have felt like plagiarism. And frankly,
well, they do it in the written word. We would be doing it in the spoken word.
Yeah. And probably and
totally different.
So basically you're saying it wouldn't be like pulling a Barry.
Oh, poor Barry.
Oh, are we going to talk about that?
We'll talk about that later. We will, because we don't have anything to talk about. We don't have many Twitter questions, so we will probably get to that.
You never want to make a boo-boo like that during the slow news cycle.
Like how you say boo-boo.
Boo-boo. Andrew, we were talking yesterday as I was driving back from New Orleans. You were not too keen on the Jim Tomsula hire. You want youth in the coaching hires.
Yeah, I mean,
like young, like teenage girl young, or like how long young are we talking?
Of course, the younger the better. Hashtag Sandusky. No,
All right.
Yeah, I'm really 0-2 so far. But no, I would say that someone like Aaron Glenn, just like a young guy. The problem I have with old guys, and this was the problem I think with Vitt and McMahon and Bill Johnson, is at least
all the lemon parties.
With all the lemon parties, first of all, but secondly, I just feel like that was lemon the problem parties? All along.
Yeah, Google it,
just,
Dave.
Just Google it, dude. All right, so my issue with these guys is that Dennis Allen has his scheme, and he's and to an extent, Rob Ryan before Dennis Allen, they have their scheme and they're expected to implement it, but they're handed coaches that coached under a different regime, under a different system, and you're expecting them to preach the word of the defensive coordinator and be on the same page.
How many Super Bowls have you won, 15-year-old Dennis Allen?
Yeah, but so that's the deal. I mean, I think Aaron Glenn worked out really well as a corner, and I think it's because he's a young, hungry guy that bought into the system that Dennis Allen is preaching, and he's teaching his guys accordingly. And so I just think at this point, there's an old dog, new trick issue with Vitt, with Bill Johnson. And my concern would be, and if certainly Tom Sewell is qualified, but is he a good fit? And I just think if you can get a guy that's excited and knowledgeable about the job like Aaron Glenn was and get him to buy into the system where he's basically an extension of the defensive coordinator, to me that's a better move than getting an old guy that's stuck in his ways.
Is anybody going to hire Vitt? Has he gotten any interviews?
No, he has not gotten any interviews. Bill Johnson got hired by the Rams pretty quickly. Greg McMahon did not.
The shocker.
Shocker. Dave, in other Saints news, a report came out that the Colts, through like back channels, or they talked to Sean Payton's magician brother or whatever about like him coming and coaching the Colts, and the Saints like shot that down quick. But the one interesting thing about it is it, and if you believe the story, which, hey, if it comes from Ian Rappaport, or who's the other guy, Lockenfora, you know, not very believable. But the story was that they did the back channel thing, and the Saints said, "Hey, look, you can have Sean Payton, but you gotta give us either a first or a second round pick." And then there was a dial tone. So do you believe that story? And if you do, does that mean there's absolutely no the market for Sean Payton is just there? There was never any market for him of a good draft choice.
Yeah, it's not the first time we've heard a similar storyline where Saints where it's been reported the Saints are shop Sean Payton. They're willing to shop Sean Payton, but asking more than any team are willing to give up. You know, it's true or not, but if it is, obviously nobody really wants high draft picks for a head coach, which, you know, to be honest with me, I mean, doesn't make any sense. If you really need a head coach, giving up a first round pick is, in my opinion, that's pretty cheap. You're talking about a guy who's going to have an influence over every aspect of your team and your locker room, which I it's just as valuable, more valuable than giving up a first round pick to grab the quarter,
but I mean
that you
well,
want.
Well, that's
who you're only hoping is going.
That's your theory, but I mean,
with Sean Payton, you know you're getting a good coach.
You're getting a good offensive.
Is Dave cutting out on you guys?
Yes,
too?
He is. He's about to say something really, really profound, and it'll never be heard.
Nope, I was done.
But here's my theory, Andrew, on why, because you know we've heard these rumors about Sean Payton. My theory on. The Saints came out like super fast and shut that down. And my theory on it is once Sean Payton fired Joe Vitt, he ain't never leaving. He's here for the duration now. Because if he was leaving, he wouldn't have fired Vitt.
Well, he's staying until he gets fired. Yeah. He's staying which could be as soon as a year from now.
But
it shows he cares about his job.
But here's the thing, Andrew. They shut that down because they can't have Deshaun Payton is thinking about leaving, might leave. That makes it harder to hire assistant coaches, does it not? Like, they got to shut that rumor down. Like,
I think the Colts shut it down also because, I mean, they can't have that out there if they've decided to stick with Pagano. You know, so regardless of whether it's true or not, it doesn't surprise me that, you know, they've come out and said, wait, that's not true at all because, you know, that they're committed to Pagano at this point. But yeah, I mean, with the Saints, you certainly want stability, you know, and you know, you want to communicate to people you're hiring, but also to free agents that you're, you know, no free agent wants to come to the Saints if, you know, Sean Payton's on the hot seat and it's just a matter of time before he bolts. So, you know, I think the message needs to be clear to the fans, to the free agents, to the coaches that are interviewing, that, you know, this is where he plans to be and that they're planning to turn the ship around.
Kevin, since we won't have any more splash reports about Payton leaving, or maybe we will, what is going to happen first this fall? Donald Trump threatens to fire off a nuke on Twitter? Or we hear a rumor that Drew Brees is going to sign with the Rams in 2018. What happens first?
The Brees rumor.
Because Trump, I think they happen in tandem tomorrow.
Trump's not going to tweet out the word nuclear. We'll see something happen, or we'll know something happen, but it won't be a nuclear device. He'll test fire missiles or some bullshit.
Does it happen before Halloween? Do I need to build a bunker? Andrew, the thing that's amazing to me about the whole Super Bowl thing is New England arguably traded away their two best defensive players, and they still finished number one in scoring defense. How do they do? They had nothing but white guys getting open. I feel like Lance Moore would be in Canton if he played for the Patriots. How in the fuck do they do this? It's infuriating.
Bill Belichick is a genius. I mean, he's the most innovative and amazing genius of a coach that I have seen in my lifetime. I'm not sure that Bill Parcells holds a candle to this guy in his prime. I just think, as far as in my 36 years of watching, he's the most brilliant coach that's ever set foot in the NFL. And he proves it. You know, and all those people that say, you know, that he's tied to Brady in terms of success, I would point to what they did with Matt Castle, you know, making the playoffs and going 3-1 with the combination of Garoppolo and can't even remember the other guy's name that they started this year.
Brisket? I mean, wasn't his name Brisket?
Yeah, Jacoby Brisket or whatever. So,
sure. Bruschetta?
Jacoby Bruschetta.
Two of these are foods. One of them is actual.
Look, I think, you know, I still think Peyton's a great coach. I think he's a brilliant offensive mind. I think the Saints are lucky to have him, despite how some fans may feel about him. Yeah, Belichick is next level stuff.
Eight AFC championships, or no, it's 11 in 16 years. That's
unbelievable.
I mean,
unbelievable.
Kevin, would you have rooted for Pittsburgh against Atlanta because you hate the Steelers? So are you kind of relieved that you don't have to root for the Steelers? How are you feeling about
this? Yeah, I was. Yeah, man, when you sent that tweet out, I really was like thinking about how I was going to answer that question. Like, I couldn't bring myself to say the phrase "root for the Steelers." Like, I physically couldn't do it. Couldn't make my mouth open and the words come out. Couldn't do it. But I would have been pulling for Atlanta to lose. At least here, I'm still pulling for Atlanta to lose, but I will at least clap if when the Patriots score. And also if the Patriots do win, I can at least enjoy the fact that Roger Goodell has to be embarrassed and hand the trophy over to Tom Brady and Belichick.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Out of all the four teams that played on Sunday, I think Saints fans, I think we have to root for just in the Falcons, but because of our mutual hatred of Goodell and both of our franchises being fucked over. Now, granted, the Saints will dicked extra hard more so than the Patriots. Four game suspension for Brady is nothing.
Yeah, it seemed to really hurt the Patriots.
Yeah.
And but, a number one pick, right? Remember, and a number one pick. They lost a number one pick.
So the fact that this, so the fact that a Patriots win would be a big FU good day. You know, you gotta at least, we gotta rally behind these guys.
It's terrible for me. I got it. It's in Houston, so now I got all the Atlanta fans gonna be coming. It's the worst case scenario. For
you gotta
me.
Go though. Are you going to the game?
No, I'm not gonna go to the game.
Don't you think the stadium will be 2/3 Patriots fans though?
I don't know. It's not that far from Atlanta. I mean, it's a hop, skip, and a jump. Yeah, so,
true.
So I mean, I would think.
In what sense?
I mean,
oh, I just feel like Atlanta fans are so lame. Falcons fans can't even. I mean, they couldn't even sell out their divisional playoff game.
They sold it out.
Seriously?
No, they sold it out. It was just secondary markets where the tickets were available, which that's every game. It was sold out.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought there was like a ton of tickets. I mean, there was a ton. It was super cheap to get in.
It was super cheap to get in. There were a ton of tickets on the secondary market, but that's kind of always true, no matter what. I mean. You know,
I'm just saying, if the Saints were hosting a divisional playoff game in New Orleans, I mean, there's no way you're getting in the stadium for less than $300.
Yeah,
there's no way.
It's going to be I'm going to be interested to see how Atlanta travels to this game. We'll see. Because I mean, Saints fans.
I'm sure that they're going to use up their allotment of tickets, and I'm sure the Patriots are going to.
No, I mean, but like Saints fans took over Miami. I knew dozens of people that were like, "I'm just going to Miami. I don't even have a ticket. I might not even go to the game. I just got to go." You know, and Saints fans just went to Miami. I wonder if they'll have that with Atlanta and, you know, New England fans. Maybe not, because they're used to going. But will Atlanta fans just go to just hang out in Houston? Because Saints fans did it in Miami, and other teams have done it when they don't go to the Super Bowl a lot. So that'll be interesting. Andrew, this game is a disaster because Atlanta's going to win. They're going to tear up.
Yep.
They're going to tear up that New England defense. New England.
You think so?
New England has played.
We're entering the dark ages, my friend.
You guys really think the darkest, Falcons are going to win?
This is the darkest time.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah. I think the Falcons are going to house the Patriots, house them. And we're going to enter a Falcons reign of terror on the NFL. That's going to be the next Belichick-Brady combination of Matt Ryan and Quinn, the head coach. I think we're in line. This is the price we're paying for the Super Bowl we won now.
Lord.
And we're going to be in for a decade and a half.
Oh my God!
They're gonna draft a quarterback after Matt Ryan retires, and they're gonna get a second wind. And we're gonna get prolonged.
Yesterday
success,
broke huge.
Prolonged.
Yesterday
dominance
broke
here
him. He's turned
from
into
the Falcons.
It's
gonna start in two Sundays with a 48-17 win over the Patriots, and it will continue.
Gosh.
It will continue in perpetuity for the rest of our lifetime. Much like Nick Saban in Alabama.
Oh, my God.
And the Falcons will dominate the NFL, hoist 5 Lombardi trophies before the Saints ever make the playoffs again.
Jesus, me at my darkest never was that gloomy. My God, Juge.
Juge is officially...
Are you drinking tequila?
Conductor hat off. Yeah, he is now the new conductor of the Doom train.
Dude,
I think he's been drinking tequila.
I think you watched Trump's inauguration speech, and when he said American carnage, you said you thought he said Saints carnage. Jesus, man. Good God. That's why you need to donate and get drunk history, drunk Saints history, so you can have lighter moments on the podcast. $12, one-time donation. Do it now.
That was smooth.
It was. That's why I'm mediocre. All right, we have. Here's the thing. We were debating who Arthur Blank looks like. I said he looks like the landlord that evicts your auntie or your grandma on Christmas Eve.
Oh. I thought we meant a celebrity.
Anyway, people say he looks like the dude from Frosty the Snowman. The
No, Snidely, actually, that's not bad.
Snidely Whiplash, Tia Danza.
Snidely Whiplash was from Dudley Do-Right.
Yeah, Well, this is from Gene. If Falcons
he does look like that.
If That's Falcons
win. Well, actually, I was going to suggest he looks like. Okay, y'all have seen Ferris Bueller's Day Off, right?
Yeah.
No, I've never seen it. Just kidding.
Are you? God! I was ready to.
I thought he was serious.
Yeah, you never know with Dave.
He hasn't seen like any of the top 15 iconic movies.
Well, you haven't seen God. Okay. Well, okay. So when they go to the
restaurant, did you see The Godfather? Have you seen it yet?
No, I haven't.
You still haven't. Okay. All right. Keep going.
So you know when they go to the restaurant and they pull the old Abe Froman, the Sausage King of Chicago.
Sausage King of Chicago.
Right. The maitre d. The maitre d. Eventually took over the restaurant and ascended to become a business magnate, and eventually owned a Home Depot. Eventually runs the Home Depot empire, and then bought a football team. Arthur Blank.
Gene asks, if the Falcons win the Super Bowl, will Arthur Blank go full Snidely Whiplash and tie a damsel in distress to the train tracks? And he tweeted out a picture, which was nice. Andrew, if Atlanta wins, we have nothing on them anymore. Matt Ryan will have an MVP and a Lombardi trophy. Will they?
And maybe a Super Bowl MVP.
And would they nudge ahead? If they win in 2 weeks, would they nudge ahead in overall franchise accomplishments of the Saints? I think they might.
Yes. Yeah. They'd be in that. This is their second Super Bowl. This is their second Super Bowl.
Dave.
Their history goes from worse than ours to better than ours overnight.
All those bragging you got in 2009 are pushed away.
Tyler asked Dave, what brand sound system will the Falcons use for their crowd noise at the Super Bowl?
I heard Bose makes a pretty good product, or Harman Kardon, maybe.
Dave, this is from Steel Sparks. Is a Falcons win another way for Goodell to stick it to the Saints? I hate that dude.
Nah, I'm sure we'll talk about the game more next week, but I think the Patriots are going to win. So,
Andrew, if the Falcons win, should all Saints fans protest outside of NFL headquarters?
When the Falcons win?
Hashtag not my champion.
That's pretty good.
Kevin.
We got to start that if they win. We have to start that if they win.
We really do. That's fantastic.
If they win, maybe we should just start saying alternate facts, the New England Super Bowl champion.
Well, shit, now I want them to win.
Nick Knack asked Kevin, this is a draft question, so this is right up there. Is there any trade that the Broncos could try that would convince you to trade Breeze before the draft this year?
Yes.
What would it have to be?
I mean,
shit, give Kevin a first, a third, and a fifth, and he's good to go.
I think, okay. A first, a third. I kind of like that. First, a third, a fifth. And a fifth next year.
I would say you got to do a one, a three, and a four, and then a conditional pick if the Broncos win the Super Bowl. That's like a two.
But you realize that fifth the following year is going to be packaged with the fourth to move up in the fourth round.
To get somebody from Quebec High School.
Yeah, that's right.
Who just started playing last year.
Would you bomb the entire draft besides would you bomb the entire draft if Watson at 11 if he turned out to be Eli level decent for 15 years?
Oh yeah.
I think I might, cuz that would give you 25 years of above average quarterback play.
The name of the game, the only thing that stands in the way of you making the playoffs when you have an elite quarterback is a horrific defense. Yeah.
And the Saints,
and obviously the Saints could keep doing that, but you know,
I wonder what that looks like.
If they, worst case they'd be 6-10, 7-9. So I'd take that.
And the thing is, I kept looking at the Packers thinking, and I kept thinking, what is the difference between the Packers and the Saints yesterday? Like, really, what was the difference?
Oh, there's none.
You know, I mean, I think the Packers
they're very similar.
The Packers just won a couple of more close games, and probably their special teams weren't horrific. Like,
and their I mean their running game is their running game is much worse than the Saints.
Yeah, Andrew, which offense is better, the 2011 Saints or the 2016 Falcons?
The Falcons are way more balanced. Way more balanced. I think the Saints kind of had the Sproles, Jimmy Graham thing where they were pretty dynamic. I mean, Julio Jones, I would say, is better than Graham was. So I would say that the Falcons probably have a weapon that is more dominant. But I would say the Saints kind of had two guys that were pretty damn close. And I would say, you know, Atlanta doesn't really have a next best guy. But I think Atlanta has a better offensive line. And I just think they have a couple dynamic backs that are kind of do it all in terms of being able to run, being able to catch the football out of the backfield. So I'd say Atlanta's offense is more multiple.
Yeah, and I would say this.
Scary good, man. I hate to say it, but they're awesome.
The thing with the real difference between the 2016 Falcons and the 2011 Saints is not defense or anything. The difference is Atlanta picked a really good year to be good. In 2011, the Saints went 13-3 and didn't get a bye. You know, you had the Packers 15-1. San Francisco was 13-2-1. The Saints were 13-3, and I believe the Giants were 9-7. I take it back. But I mean, that's the point. Like, I don't think the 2016 Atlanta team, I don't think they go to that 2011 San Francisco team win. They just picked a really good year. The NFC was
for them to go 10-6 and host two playoff games is a total fluke.
You know, or 11, they went 11-5, but same thing.
Oh, did they? Okay.
I mean,
the
NFC was shitty this year, and Dallas was always kind of like, they're not that great. So, I mean, Atlanta picked the right year to be really good for them. Let's see what else we have.
I wonder how it would have gone if they had played in Dallas. We'll never know.
Here's a good question for you, Dave. Would you sacrifice all of our draft picks in rounds 2-7 to secure a Falcons loss in the Super Bowl?
Isn't that basically what you just... I guess for different things. No, I would not.
I might.
We would not. A terrible draft year. Big time. They really need to have a good year if they really want to continue to build a solid team for next season.
Well, here, just a question from John. Is there a way to go into blackout mode for 2 weeks or longer without suffering serious health problems? John, I have a plan for Super Bowl Sunday, and it involves dangerous amount of Angel's Envy bourbon. And if I run out of that, I've got Elijah Craig bourbon. And if I run out of that, I've got Evan Williams. And I am going to drink until it doesn't hurt anymore. I don't know when that...
You got a lot of friends.
What do you mean I got a lot of friends? I like good bourbon, Dave, and I like cheap flavored bourbon. And people on Twitter hate me for the second.
The Pelicans just beat the champs.
Yeah,
holy
baby.
18-27.
Wow. They're going to be the 8 seed. Yeah.
They won without Anthony Davis.
Andrew, is Drew Brees is Drew Brees becoming the modern day Archie Manning?
No.
Oh boy. Close. Oh man.
No. No.
Yeah.
The suckness of the Saints in the 70s does not compare to this suckness. The Saints went 7-9.
They're 7-9 is like Archie's heyday.
Yeah, and Drew Brees, but the numbers are but the Drew Brees hasn't been beaten to shit like Archie was. I mean, Archie had like two major shoulder surgeries. Archie got his ass kicked so badly, he went to Mackie Shillstone and was like, "Mackie, you have to get me a fitness program or I'm going to die." And he was like way, way ahead of all the NFL players in fitness and keeping his body in shape because he had to because the Saints were literally killing him. Kevin, where's a good place to buy cyanide pills for myself in case Atlanta wins the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I don't know.
You buy those.
I'm sure there's. I'm sure there's an apothecary in town that you can acquire some arsenic from.
Andrew, this is from Wallace. Would a Super Bowl loss?
Or better yet, laudanum. Get some laudanum.
Andrew, would a Super Bowl loss for the Falcons immediately place it as our second favorite Super Bowl ever?
You mean besides the other one they lost?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean,
without question. I mean, not even close.
You want them to? If Atlanta loses, they have super. You want them to have like Super Bowl hangover. You what you want?
Oh yeah.
That's
my only hope here is what I saw what happened to Carolina this year, and you know for it to happen to Atlanta next year would make it all worthwhile.
What you want is Bill Belichick to come out with some sort of genius game plan. And Matt Ryan to completely shit the bed, because if you lose the Super Bowl, it's really like hitting 5 out of 6 numbers on the Powerball. Yeah, it was fun, but in the end, it doesn't mean jack shit. And you want like a 4-interception performance in the Super Bowl hanging over him all next year, and Kyle Shanahan gone, and they hire Chip Kelly, and it's a disaster. And that's what you want. You want either Atlanta to lose in heartbreaking fashion or Matt Ryan to just...
Because how fun was Cam's implosion this year in the Panthers struggle?
It was delightful. And the best part was him just not diving on the ball. Just like, nah, I'm not going to. It's even though it's the Super Bowl, I'm not gonna go there. I'm not going to risk injury, even though it's the biggest game of my life.
So, Dave, you sound convinced that the Pats are going to win. So, I'm curious, yeah. How do you think... they're going to stop Atlanta's unstoppable offense.
I mean, I'm not an X's and O's guy, but you spent 5 minutes earlier on this podcast basically giving a blowjob to Bill Belichick and saying how amazing. If you're going to do that,
and
you got a plan. It's not his first rodeo. It's his fucking like 7th rodeo. So
Andrew, I
think he's got it.
I'm gonna go X's and O's nerd on you for just like 30 seconds. I think this is how Bill Belichick's gonna do it. He's gonna do it exactly, or he's gonna try to do it like the Giants did when he was defensive coordinator against Buffalo, against their super high powered offense. He's gonna rush 3 and play 8 in coverage and fucking dare Atlanta to run the ball. And Buffalo did it in the Super Bowl, and if Scott Norwood would have made the kick, they wouldn't have said Bill Belichick was a genius, but that's what I think he's going to try to do. I think he's going to try to dare Atlanta to run the ball, and he's going to try to play ball control offense himself and, like, shorten the game. And I think this Super Bowl is going to be like the Saints-Colts Super Bowl, where you remember that game? It was played at, like, warp speed for a Super Bowl because there wasn't any punting, you know? And you looked up, and you're like, oh, my God, this game's almost done. Because there were so few possessions, that's how I think the Atlanta Patriots game is going to go. I think it's going to be like for a Super Bowl, it's going to go by really fast because there's not going to be much.
They're going to get it done, and they're going to get it done with one guy or a few guys that you've never even heard of.
Yeah, I mean, you know? Atlanta definitely has a more talented roster. We have more guys.
And they have a young – God, and of. They're young, and their defense might be better next year, which is just depressing as hell.
We can talk about the game next week.
Matt Ryan and Quinn, the quarterback coach tandem of the future.
Okay. All right. That's enough.
Kevin.
That's enough out of you.
This is from Joe King, I can't pronounce that name. Compare the. What would this Super Bowl be for a wrestling match?
This one?
Yes.
Oh well, let's see. Let's go. Let's just pick this from the 80s. So this would kind of, I guess, be like. Oh.
Hashtag
1-2-3. 1-2-3 kid.
No. This wouldn't be 1-2-3 kid. This would be. Who did I really hate?
Sergeant Slaughter turning heel against Hulk Hogan?
Yeah, see, Hogan was... okay. This would be like Hulk Hogan in 1995 or 94. Hogan in 94, when people were just sick and goddamn tired of him. That's
still
the
Patriots. Before the porn, though, right?
Oh, yeah, no. This was well before the porn. This was before the NWO turn. But this is when Hogan was just like, when people were just sick and tired of Hulk Hogan, and they just didn't want him around anymore. So that's
that wasn't
the
about 30 seconds after they first saw him.
No. Surprisingly,
Hulkamania,
no. Hulkamania,
man.
Hulkamania was a legit thing, man.
I have the doll to prove
it. All right. So, and then who would the Falcons be?
Andre the Giant?
No, man, because that was a compelling matchup. Jesus Christ!
I mean,
Randy Savage, Ted DiBiase.
Who's terrible? Just like who's just like
Ric Flair?
No.
Who's just like a shithead? Like just a.
Those
I've
twin
basically
brothers.
Named every wrestler I know.
No. Wait. I rescind it all. I know. Okay, the Patriots
brothers?
Are not
what were those
the
guys
Patriots.
Called?
The Mulkey brothers? No. The Patriots are not Hogan. The Patriots are Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Yeah.
They're fucking useless. And this guy kept busting out tape from his junk and would tape his fist to win. He would use his 2x4. In essence, he would cheat to win. He kept waving the flag around. Kept having stupid catchphrases. Kept getting opportunities left and right, blah, 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 blah. So that's him.
Who's the most dislikable wrestler of all time?
That's a good question.
Yeah, but you see, if you say Ric Flair, though, that, you like, Ric Flair had, like, charisma. Like, I'm talking, like, I want, like, a detestable, like...
McMahon?
Man. Oh, wait a minute. I know. Jimmy Valiant.
Oh.
The Boogie Woogie Man.
The Boogie Woogie Man.
This is like Jimmy Valiant wrestling Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Oh, that's...
I would probably understand this conversation more if we were talking about quantum physics.
Yeah.
There you go, folks. Anybody that follows me on Twitter and pays attention to wrestling, the Atlanta Falcons are Jimmy Valiant from the old NWA days. The... New England Patriots are Hacksaw Jim Duggan from his late WWF, early WCW days.
Are you coming down for WrestleMania?
Next year? Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
So...
That is a guarantee. And I tell you what, I will guarantee this right now. I will be wrestling, not at WrestleMania. I'm not that completely fucking delusional.
See,
I will be wrestling at other wrestling shows that weekend. Nice.
You will
promise
in New Orleans?
That.
In New Orleans?
In New Orleans.
Oh,
I will come see you. I'm calling, Dave,
me and you can go.
All right, Ralph,
I'm pointing to the fence now.
Let's get wasted.
I am calling my shot.
Oh, we will.
Sean Orleans will be wrestling at an independent show.
I might cheer louder than I did when Hakeem dropped the ball.
I will. I'll
Andrew, start looking at tickets.
I will.
Yeah, I'm in.
I'm going to wear my 80s Duran shirt and some overalls and get just sloppy drunk and Uber my way back home or wherever.
oh, God.
So we didn't talk about the Senior Bowl at all because – If you want
oh
to,
yeah, because that's no, hey, what, if I've got analysis.
Because, no, if you want us to talk about
Senior Bowl,
if you want
he didn't
to,
even watch the games on Sunday.
No, if you want us to talk about the Senior Bowl, you need to get the 200 donations, and we'll give you an extra podcast. $12, boom! That's how you do a plug.
Which is a shame because we'll even make
Kevin watch a quarter.
Yes, we will. We'll
yeah.
Because he'll have to – we're all going to commit to the extra podcast a month if you raise the $200.
And he'll give hot takes analysis on that hot prospect from Central Michigan.
Hot takes, and we will give – we will do
– on that hot quarter.
We do a good 5 to 7 minutes of prep for this free podcast. For the ones that are funded through donations, we promise to give a good 15 to 20 minutes of prep. What more could you want? All right, so go to Saints Nation. Andrew's got free agency up. Dave, are you going to write an off-season column on Canal Street Chronicles?
Maybe one. I've got 6 months to come up with one.
And Kevin's on the Kevin's on the Twitters.
Yeah, I also started a Sean Orleans blog on WordPress.
Oh God,
I've written one post. So
there you go.
So yeah. any chances of power ranking?
I'll make power rankings eventually.
Are you going to actually tell everybody what the website address is?
I believe it's SeanOrleans.wordpress.com.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Are we going to see more pictures of your bloody nipples?
The nipples aren't bloody.
What is it? Hashtag dad bod?
Dad bod.
Yeah, hashtag dad bod.
Yeah.
So go there.
My nipples were not bloody.
Okay.
So sorry. Go there. So for this show, for an off-season show, was amazing. I don't care what anybody says. This is a work of art, people. We gave you 45 minutes of great content. You should thank us, and you should do it by donating $12. So for Dave...
Hashtag not my champion.
For Dave, for Andrew, for Kevin, I'm Ralph. Until next week, the bar is closed.
Use it.
Hashtag not my champion.